This is a message to that lost soul out there. You that is already so deep into that thing you're doing. You're so deep into it that you cannot even find your way out anymore. You don't know the way out. You're just lost in the secret sin or whatsoever you might call it. You don't know where to run for help anymore. You're just left with one decision: to keep wallowing in self-pity. To keep living in condemnation. To keep living a life less than the one that God has planned for you to live. But I have good news for you. You are not meant to be like that. That is not your final destination. There is actually a way out. And only you can use your feet to walk out of that bondage that you find yourself. You know, most times when we find ourselves in certain things, you know, we're entangled in it. We are so deep into it that, you know, we seem to define ourselves with it. And when it gets to this point, we just keep weeping and weeping. We keep saying, God, how can I get out of this? I'm already too deep into it. Oh God, what do I do? God, help me. God, help me. Help me get out of this situation. Only if you can just help me. Only if you can just save me. Only if you can just draw me out. Oh God, please. Draw me out. Draw me out. And we keep weeping and weeping and weeping. And you know what? God is standing right there. He's standing right at the doorstep of the bathroom, waiting for you. He's standing there and pointing into the bathroom, saying, my child, you cannot keep weeping there. Come into the bathroom. This is where the sponge is. This is where the soap is. This is where water is sufficient. And this is where I can wash you. Just come into the bathroom and I'll wash you and you'll be clean. And do not go back to the mud again. He's saying this and I see his lips moving. But the only thing that you can see is his lips moving. You can't hear those words. Why? The Bible says the hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save us. Neither is ears deaf that he cannot hear us. But our iniquities have separated us from God. Now that is the barrier. And you are still there crying over the sin. When is the same sin separating you from God? Why not jump this fence and go meet God where he's standing and waiting for you? He does not want you to remove that mud from your body yourself. You can't do it. He wants you to come to the bathroom how dirty you are so he can wash you. But there you are saying, oh God, I'm so dirty. Look at my body. Look at the mud all over me. How can I come there? I can't. But no, God is saying, you can. Come. How many of you, if your child goes and play out and is full of mud all over his body, and the child just stands at an instance and is crying, mommy, look at me, I fell inside the mud, see, I don't know what to do, I'm also full with mud, I'm so dirty, and the child is just there, still inside the mud. Oh God, I know what many mothers of nowadays would do to such a child. I know, especially African mothers. I bet you will flog the hell out of that child and say, come on, you're full of the mud already, then come on, come, come, come and take your bath. What's the meaning of this? You will shout at that child. Why are you staying inside the mud when you're already soiled? Just come and come and wash your body. Come on, look at how messy you are. And God is standing at the doorstep of the bathroom, saying the same thing to you. Come on, you're already dirty. There's nothing you can do about it. Just come and wash yourself. Come on, wash yourself. Come. It's not about crying. It's not about weeping. It's not about wallowing in self-pity. It's not about standing right inside the mud and not coming out and crying in there. No. You just keep standing in yourself. Come out of the mud. Come out of the mud and enter into the bathroom. Come into the bathroom and wash yourself, never to go back to the mud again. Never. God is calling you. God is calling you. Now, will you leave that mud and take the bold step? You just need some giant steps to walk into the bathroom. God will not walk for you. You need to walk yourself into that bathroom of cleansing. And you'll be welcomed by God because He's there waiting for you. God bless you.